The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Ekev. There are two acquisitions in a man's life, and that is material acquisition and spiritual acquisition. Kinyan Gashmi v'Kinyan Ruchoni. That what he gains and acquires in the material world, physical world, and that what he gains and acquires in the spiritual world. It's popular thought that a person gains in the spiritual world basically through the help of God, basically through the help of the Almighty. The Almighty's hand. This what he acquires in the material world, this is basically dependent upon his own hands, his own efforts and energies. If he'll work, if he'll pursue, he will succeed. Truth of the matter is that it is just to the contrary. When it comes to spiritual acquisitions, this the Almighty has nothing to do with. It's only dependent on man's efforts and energies. And when it comes to material and physical acquisitions, this the man has nothing to do with. This is only dependent on the Almighty. And we have sources for both of these facts in our Sidra. So let's spend some time in the subject this evening. In the Parsha, by Chamishi, which is Devarim Yud Posuk Yud Beis, V'atoy Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimoch. And Moshe told Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? Ki im liyiro es Hashem elakecho. Hashem asks from you only to fear Him, only to fear the Lord your God. Leleches bechol drochov, to walk in all of His ways. Ulaava isay, to love Him. Ulaava des Hashem elakecho, to serve Hashem elakecho your God bechol levavecho bechol nafshecho, with all of your heart and all of your soul. Lishmar es mitzvos Hashem es chukesav, to guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, His statutes, Asher Nechem Mitzavcha Hayom, which I have commanded you today, L'teiv Loch, for your good. Hein L'Hashem Elokecha Hashemayim U'Shmei Hashemayim. Hashem is the owner of the heavens and even above the heavens. Oretz V'chol Asher Bo, the land and everything that's in it. And Rak Ma'Visecha Choshak Hashem La'ava Yisom, only in your fathers that Hashem desired to love them, v'yivchar b'zarom acharehem, and He chose the seed, their seed after them, bochem mikol amim kiyem azeh, He chose you from all of the nations. This is what Moshe told the people. So Moshe said, what does Hashem ask from you? What does Hashem ask from you? Ki im liyiras Hashem alakecha. Only to fear Hashem. Only to fear Hashem. Now, there's a question here. Moshe told the people that Hashem asks only to fear Him and to walk in His ways and to love Him and to serve Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, with all of your life, to guard all of the commandments. So what is the only ki'im? What does Hashem ask from you? It seems like He's asking quite a bit. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos the Gemara in Masechta Brachos and Aflam and Gimel Lamed Beis learns from here, V'omer v'chanino ha'kol bidei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, with the exception of Yerushalayim, the exception of the fear of God. Shneamar, as it states, "Va'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Imimoch Ki Im LiYiro." And Hashem asks only that you shall fear Him, you shall walk in His ways. This means that Hashem does not ask anything else from you. Just this category. Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu bebeis genosov, ela eitze shir Yerushalayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu has in His treasure houses only the treasure of Yerushalayim. What does this mean? Rashi explains, Kol habo al odom, b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that will come to the person, this is all in the hand of Hashem. Kigain orach kotzer, whether he'll be tall or whether he'll be short, oni osher, whether he'll be poor, whether he'll be wealthy, chocham shaita, whether he'll be basically very clever and intelligent, or whether he'll be even whether he'll be lack intelligence, love and shocher, whether he'll be light, whether he'll be dark, hakol bidei shemayim hu. This is all in the hands of heaven. Avol tzadik v'rosho, eino bo'al yedei shemayim. When it comes to the area of tzadik v'rosho, righteousness, or wickedness, this is not dependent on shemayim, on heaven. Ezu mosar biyodei shel odom. This he gave over to the hands of man. V'nosan lefonav shnei drochim. He placed in front of man two paths. V'hu yifchar le yira shamayim. And it is dependent upon the man to choose yira shamayim. This is what the pasuk means. Mo Hashem elokecha shoel mimcha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Ki im li yira es Hashem elokecha. Only to fear Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask from you to be wealthy, to be intelligent, to be strong. These areas HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask for. Because these areas were not given over to man. These areas are determined by heaven. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from man only what was given to the into the power of man. Only what was given to man. Capability. And he was given only the capability of Tzadik V'Roshu, to determine for himself whether he'll be righteous or whether he will be wicked. This Gemara is also brought in Masechta Megillah. Masechta Megillah, Daf Chofei Omer Aleph, the Gemara brings again Reb Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyirei Shemayim, and here Rashi explains for us Osa Mesura Bidei Odom. Yirei Shemayim, the fear of Hashem, this was given into the hands of man. Shehu atzmei mechin libo lekach, that he himself will be the one who will perfect himself, prepare himself for the fear of Hashem. Afal gav sheyecholes biyodei lohochin levaveinu elov, even though the power is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands to make us into people who will fear him. It says that we are like the clay in the potter's hand. Kodesh Baruch Hu can take the lev ha'evan, our heart of stone, and he will soften it. So it's within the power of the Almighty to make us righteous. But this HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do. This he asks from us. Hakol bidei shemayim. Everything shemayim does, except this area. Chutz miyirei shemayim. In a third place, the Gemara brings us. And this is in Masechta Nida. Or it brings and that test sign on the base. There is an angel which is given over the sovereignty, the governorship, and Herion, and pregnancy. And his name is Lailo. The natal tipa, umamida lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes the seed and he brings it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eimel Lefonov, and he says to him, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Tipezu Mate Heyoleho. He says to the Almighty, what will be with this seed when it is born? Gibor Echolosh. Will he be strong or weak? Chochom Etipush. Will he be wise or will he be a fool? Oshir Oni. Will he be wealthy or will he be poor? And on each of these areas, the Almighty determines what will be. It is predestined. Generally, what will be the fate of this seed? The Il Rosh Hashanah Tzadik, Leiko Amar. But he does not ask the Almighty if this person will be a righteous person or if he will be a wicked person. This is not determined. Like Rab Chanina learned. Because everything is determined by heaven, except the fear of heaven. It says in our Pasuk, Vato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imoch, Mi'imcho Ki Im Li'ira. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Only to fear. Only to exclude the other areas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask a person to become a great businessman, to become a great scientist, to become a great general, to become a great political leader, these things, to become wealthy, these things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask for the person, because these are not within the power of the person to do. This is all predetermined. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from the person only that he should fear him, he should walk in his ways, he should serve him with all of his heart and all of his life. This is the area that was given over to man, the only area. And this area was not even given over to heaven. This is left entirely in the hands of man. This point is actually the most fundamental point of a person's life. The Rambam devotes a chapter to this in Perek Tshuva, in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Hei. Rambam writes, Rishus lechol odem nesuna, im rotze lahata is atzme lederech teva, ol yei tzadik arashus biyode. Im rotze lahata is atzme lederech ro, ol yei srosho, arashus biyode. Permission was granted to the individual. If he wants to become righteous, he can become righteous. If he wants to be a rosho, he can be a rosho. Hushikos betore, heino odem hoye ki echod mimenu, lodas tevara. So the Rambam interprets with this principle what is stated in the Torah at the beginning of the world, that after man ate from the Eitz Hadas, from the tree of knowledge, so Hashem said that man now is like one of us and he knows the difference between good and evil. Kleimar hein min ze shel odem hoye yochid beilom ve min sheni demele bezeh shehu me'atzme bedayt makshafte yedea tevara ve eise kol mashu chofetz. This man is the only one of his type in the entire creation that he can do what he wants and no one will stop him. When it comes to any other of the creations, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who will guide them, he will govern them, he will stop them from doing things. But when it comes to man, he is the only one that he can do what he deems fit for himself in the area of tov, ra, good and evil. And he can do whatever he wants in good and evil, and no one will stop him. Melaseis ein mish yakev b'yodah melaseis tev o ara. V'kevin shekein hu pem yishlach yodah, and therefore he's liable to do some further damage in the Gan, in the Garden of Eden, therefore we must send him out. Now, as we began the shir with, that there are two acquisitions that a person has in this world. He has physical acquisition, material acquisition, and spiritual acquisition. Common belief is that when it comes to physical acquisition, material acquisition, this is dependent on a man's efforts, on his ingenuity, on his energies. And when it comes to spiritual acquisition, this is dependent on the help of God. A person will be righteous, a person will be a great Talmud Chochem, a great Torah scholar, with the help of God. And the truth is just to the contrary. When it comes to spiritual acquisition, that has very little to do with it. This is an area that was left solely to the individual. Naturally, he has to pray for the help of God. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has very little to do with this. Everything else is predetermined. Tzadik Rosh Elei Neman. But the Malach, the angel, does not ask the Almighty, and the Almighty does not answer whether this person will be a tzaddik or a rosh. Popular belief is that a person from birth is born with talents and with tendencies to become a great tzaddik, a righteous person, or a great Talmud Chochem. And others are born with tendencies not to be such a person. And still others are born with tendencies to be a rosho. This is popular belief. And this the Rambam writes, Al Yavram Machshavtecho Dover Ze Shaymanim Tipshe Umasailam Rav Golmi Bnei Yisrael. A person should not think what most of the nations of the world think, and what even the majority of the ignorant of Israel think. Shakorish Bohu Gezer Al Odom Mitchilas Briosai De Aisari Korosho. That Akorish Bohu decrees on man what he will be in this area. Eina dover kein. This is not true. This area is untouched. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim is not touched at all by shamayim. This is left solely to the individual, to every individual. And this is something that no one can decide for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot decide for him. The angels cannot decide for him. His parents cannot decide for him. His rabbi cannot decide for him. It is left solely to the individual. How much potential, how much scope is given to the individual? Now, even people who understand this, when they realize that this is an area left to the individual, and it is not predetermined. But how much scope is given to the individual? So they would say, popular belief is, how great you can become is dependent on how much you were born with. All right, naturally, it's left to your bechira, to your free choice. But how great you will be is dependent on what you were born with, dependent on your opportunities that were given to you in this world, dependent on the guidance that you might have from your parents, on your background, on your yichus, on your financial backing. Someone who is born into wealth, he'll have a great opportunity to become a righteous person, because he won't have financial problems. Be able to sit and learn for a long time. Someone who's born poor, right? It's limited his opportunity. Someone who's born with yichus, greater opportunity. And how far can one go in the field of Yiras Shamayim? Also dependent on the talents that he's born with. It's true. It's bechira. It's choice. Self-determination. But the person is limited. If he's born a genius, then he can become a Vilna Gaon. If he's born with Nebuchadnezzar, a Shvacha Kop, so no matter how much he'll try, it will be limited. And the same thing when it comes to a Rosh. Not every person could Cholila become a Nebuchadnezzar or a Haman or a Hitler, Yamach Shmai. Not every individual. This also is capabilities. For a person to become a Haman or for a person to become a Hitler, this also takes talents. Takes tremendous talents, takes tremendous keches, tremendous powers. Just like there are keches l'tev, there are good powers, there are keches l'ra. So also a person must be born into such a situation. Yes, the final direction is given over to the individual, but it's dependent on what he's born with. This is popular belief. And this, the Rambam says, is false. This is a lie. Rambam writes, "Ein adover kein, ela kol odem roi loy liyoy sadi kemeisha rabbeinu." He says, every person, every individual has the capabilities of becoming a tzaddik like Meisha Rabbeinu. So the Rambam writes, every individual has the capability of becoming a tzaddik like Meisha Rabbeinu. He doesn't write, dependent on what his aptitudes are, dependent on what his intelligence is, dependent on what his family background is, dependent on what his financial situation is. Every individual has the capability of becoming a Meisha Rabbeinu. And Rosh ki Yerovam, and every individual has a capability of becoming a Rosh like Yerovam ben Nevat, like the greatest Rosh. This means that when you see a person who is a tremendous Rosh, becomes a Rosh at an international level, don't make the mistake to think that from his birth he was destined to become that. No, from his birth he was as destined to become that as he was destined to become a Meisha Rabbeinu. He chose to become that. He made himself into that. That was a self-achievement. And the same thing when a person becomes a Chofetz Chaim. It's not that he was born into such a situation. He was born like anyone else. But he chose to become that. This was a self-achievement. And then the Rambam goes further. Eichocham Eisochel. The Rambam mentions it's within the hands of a person to become a wise person or a foolish person. And this, the Meforshim all ask, this is against the Gemara. Because the Gemara said that it is predetermined if he'll be wise or not. So the answer, what the Rambam means, wise in Torah. What's predetermined is whether he'll be born with great intelligence or with weak intelligence. But wisdom of Torah is not predetermined. You have people that were born with gigantic intelligence. Albert Einstein, Aristotle. These were minds that could not be equaled. Rambam in a place writes on the mind of Aristotle that it's almost unbelievable. Yet their wisdom of Torah was nil, or very limited. As long as a person is born healthy, then he can become the greatest Torah giant. This is in his hands. This is what the Rambam mentions here, Chochom Eisochel. The Rambam repeats this in a different parak, which also is a very great chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah writes that every Jew is obligated to learn Torah by day and by night, whether he is young or old, poor or rich, single or has many children. Every Jew is obligated to learn Torah by day and night. But this mitzvah he can fulfill in a very simple way. He can learn one pasuk during the day and one pasuk at night, and he has fulfilled the mitzvah. The Torah did not give a minimum amount. Then in Perek Gimel, the Rambam writes, Kisrei Shel Torah. The person wants the crown of Torah. In other words, this is to become a Torah giant, a great Talmud Chochem. Oh, this he will not fulfill by learning one pasuk during the day and one pasuk at night. And the Rambam writes a whole chapter on this. This he will have to give his life for all of his nights and all of his days. And he will have to labor. And he will have to pursue it. And then he will be zeichet to the crown of Torah. Kisrei Shel Torah, the Rambam writes, he brings from the Gemara, that's greater than all of the other crowns. Greater than the crown of kingship and greater than the crown of kahuna. Now, who is someone that's fit for Kisrei Shel Torah? So we would say, when it comes to Kisrei Shel Torah, the crown of Torah, we would say it depends on his abilities. Rambam doesn't say that. He says, Keser Torah, he says in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Keser Torah haverei munach ve'emed umuchan lechol Yisrael. Shenema Torah tziva lo nemeishim arashi kilush Yaakov kol mishe yirtze yove v'yitol. Keser kuhuna was given only to Aaron and his children. Keser Malchus was given only to David and his children. Keser Torah was given to all of Israel. It is waiting for all of Israel. Whoever wants it, let him come and take it. That's all the Rambam says. Kol mi sheyirtze yovev yitol. Whoever wants it, let him come and take it. This means that the basic quality that the individual needs is just rotzen. He has to have a tremendous driving, motivating determination. And then if he follows what the Torah tells him on how to be zeichet to Keser Shel Torah, he can do it. So this is what the Rambam means here. It is in his hands whether he'll be wise or foolish in the knowledge of Torah. Then the Rambam goes further. O Rachman, O Achzori, O Kile Yeshua, V'chein Shar Kol Adeus. Not only it's within his power, his own power, to become righteous or wicked or wise in Torah or not, but it's also within his own power to develop and perfect his own character. If a person is very stingy, he can perfect his character to where he becomes a generous person. If he's a balkasten, if he's a person who angers, he can develop his character to where he will be patient. If he's a person who is ruthless, he can change his character, where he'll become a rachman, he'll become merciful, he'll become compassionate. This also is within the hands of the human being, because this is also in the parsha of Yerushalayim. And this the Rambam also said, itemizes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph. There the Rambam says that a person is in within his power to change and develop and perfect his own character. Vehushi Yirmiyahu Omar, and this is what Yirmiyahu said, Mipi Elyon Leteitze Haroz Vehatev. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not come out good or evil. That comes from the human being, from the individual. Then the Rambam writes, Dover Zei Iko Godelhu, Vu Amar HaTeira VaMitzvah. This is the cornerstone of Torah and Mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Re'ino Sati Lefanecho Hayom Esachayim, that I place before you life. Sha'areshus Bietchem, permission is in your hands to choose life or to choose death. It is in no one else's hands. Klema she'en abeire keife b'nei odom v'lei gezer alehen lasis tevoro. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not force anyone or decrees
that a person should do good or evil. This is the domain left entirely to the human being. The Rambam says that because this is a domain left entirely to the human being, this is why the Nevi'im, the prophets, constantly chastised and rebuked Klal Yisrael to do good or to do tshuva. If it was not left in their hands, then there would be no place for rebuke. And the Rambam says that the whole reason why there can be reward and punishment on this world is only because this is a domain which is left in the hands of the human being. Since this is in his hands, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reward the tzaddik for doing good and can punish the rosha for doing evil. If this was not solely in his hands, then HaShefet Kol Oretz Lo Yase Mishpat, the judge of the entire world, will he not do judgment? How can he reward an individual for doing good when it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that guided the person to do good? Or when he was born into circumstances that helped him to do good? And the same thing vice versa. So the whole reason why there can be rebuke or why there can be reward and punishment in this world is because this is an area that is left only to men. If we go into this one step further, we will see that this is the entirety of a person's life. A person was given a life on this world. What was the purpose of this world for? So the Gemara says, "Hayeim la'aseisei ulamocha lekabel schar." This world was given for a purpose, for a person to achieve. And the next world was given for the purpose to receive reward. Today is the time to do. Tomorrow is the time to eat from the fruits. This world was given for the person to achieve, for the person to perfect himself. Ula Ovdai, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This world he is tested, he is challenged. This is the Metzias HaChaim, this is the essence of life. And this, the Rambam brings a pasuk from Mishlei. Ubi'inyin zeh omar shleima, smach boch bachur b'yaldusecho, v'da ki al kol eile yevi'acho elekim b'mishpot. The young man, the young lad, should rejoice in his youth. And he should know that everything will be brought to Hashem in judgment. Why should a person rejoice in his youth? Because his life is ahead of him. The Metzias HaChaim, the essence of life, is this opportunity to choose between good and evil. If a person does not have life, he does not have this opportunity. As long as he has life, then he has this opportunity. And therefore, smach bachur b'yaldusecho, the young man should rejoice in his youth, because everything that he will do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him accordingly. This is why we find that tzaddikim reitzim ba'avoda, the righteous, they wanted life, because they wanted the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted the opportunity to reap the reward of the next world, which can come only through life on this world. This is why the Gemara says that Hameisim Chofshim Min HaMitzvus Ein Lohem Chelek B'Mitzvus U'Beteira. the dead, they have no chelik, they have no portion in mitzvahs. Only the alive do. Because this entire concept, this dechira, was given only to someone who's alive. Once he's dead, he's chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. He's free from mitzvahs. Now, halacha is that when we go to a cemetery, we must not display mitzvahs there. Right, if you're wearing tzitzis, you must conceal them. Because this is scoffing the dead. Because the dead have lost their chelik, their portion in mitzvahs. And the greatest acquisition that there can be is life on this world. Because through this world we can become another world, acquire another world. For example, they say on the Vilna Gaon that when he was dying he wept. So his Talmidim asked him, why are you weeping? You have such a world, an Olam Haba, a world to come ahead of you. Why are you weeping? He said, because this is a wonderful world I'm leaving. You take a small coin and you buy tzitzis with it. You take another coin and you buy a mezuzah with it. Where can you acquire eternity with such little effort? Only in this world. And this is why I'm weeping that I'm leaving this world. It is in this manner that the person becomes the master over his own destiny. Tov gibor me'erech, tov erech apay mi gibor. He who is patient is a greater master than the strong. And he who rules himself is greater than the one who conquers a city. It was interesting that presently in South Africa is Mr. Yosef Mendelevich. And in one of the articles that he wrote, that I read, that appeared in one of the overseas magazines, but he wrote that as long as he was alive, he was in Russian prisons for 10.5 years, and as long as he was alive, under the most severe circumstances, where a person's life is not a life, he didn't have what to eat, and he could not see his family. This went on for years and years. And he was persecuted, and he was in solitary confinement. He said, as long as a person can choose between right and wrong, then he is the master of himself. This is what he wrote. And this is exactly what we're speaking about. Once a person is no longer capable of choosing between right and wrong, then he's no longer from this world. Because that, zu kol ha-chaim, this is the entirety of this world. This is the purpose it was given for. But as long as a person can still choose between right and wrong, no matter what circumstances he might be in, if he's in a Russian prison, if he's in Siberia, wherever he might be, if he can still choose between right and wrong, and guide his actions, or guide his thoughts, then he is still a lebedeki, he's still alive. Because this is the purpose for what life was given for in this world. Then he is a master over his own destiny. And this goes in, we spoke about this many times on Pesach, but this goes into the Chag Chirusenu, that Klal Yisrael acquired a freedom from the interference of any other nation and the interference of any other influence in the world. For even though many times they might be enslaved by other nations,
That's physically. Spiritually, their power to choose between Tzaddik and Rosho, that will never be enslaved. They acquire that forever, that freedom. We can go one step further, and that is this concept that we're speaking of is so great that in this way man becomes, as if possible to say, equally great to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? HaKol Bidei Shomayim Chutz Miyir Shomayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything except Yir Shomayim. Now we know that the Almighty controls everything in the world. There is nothing beyond His control. There is nothing beyond His governorship. So what does it mean He controls everything except Yir Shomayim? So it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously created a situation that there is an area that is free from Him. That is, there is an area in the world where there is another master besides Him. That everything is under His control, except Yir Shamayim, except when it comes for the people to choose whether they will be Tzaddik or Rosha. This means that that area is in a person's hands, and he is a master like the Almighty. And why is it this way? Because the Almighty wanted a righteous person. A righteous person is someone who will achieve this in his own right. If he is guided, or if he is controlled by the Almighty, then he's not a righteous person. It's the Almighty's achievement, not his. Then he's a malach. He's an angel. Or he's a galem. He's a robot. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted a ben chorin, a person who's absolutely free, who from his own das, through his own knowledge, and through his own determination, will choose the right path to serve Him. Any interference from the Almighty Himself will limit this achievement. And this is not what He created. So He had to create a world, and He had to create a world and reserve a portion of the world which is beyond even His own control. And that He left to man. This means in this area, the power of the human being, the power of the Bechira is so great that it makes him as if he's one equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a master in his own right. And this is what the Rambam means. And in the Torah it said, man is like one of us. Just like I rule, so does man rule. And this is what the Gemara means. Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu be'elomai, ela dalarame shel Yir Shamayim b'vat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has only in this world just the 4 cubits of Yir Shamayim. What does that mean? He has a lot in the world. The answer is, He doesn't need the world for anything else. He created the world only for one purpose, for this achievement. And this is all He has from the world. What man will achieve, that's all He has. This also is brought out in the Psukim. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu told the people, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked from you? Ki'im, only to fear Him, and to serve Him, and to walk in His ways, to study His Torah, Lishmor es mitzvos Hashem, v'eschu kesov. Then right following this, it states, Hein l'Hashem elakecha ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim o'oriz b'chol asher bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He owns the heavens. And He owns even the heavens above the heavens. He owns everything. So what did He need the world for? What did He have to create it for? Did He lack something that He had to go create a world? Yes. He lacked the human achievement. This is what he did. Everything else he has. If he would have created your achievement, then it would have been his achievement. It wouldn't have human achievement. So he... Your fathers did Hashem love, and he chose you from all of the nations. Even though he has everything in the world, he lacked human achievement. And this is why he created the world. Therefore, what does he ask from you? He asked for human achievement, and that's all. Nothing else does he desire from you. When it comes to whether you'll be weak or strong, or whether you'll become wealthy or poor, or whether you'll become great in various pursuits, this he does not ask from you. And this is all predetermined. Only this area is what he asks from you. So from here we see the tremendous greatness of Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyirei Shemayim. That this is in the hands of the Almighty. This is what the Novi said, that Al Yishalel HaChochom BeChochmosei VaHagivo BeGvurosei VeOshe BeOshrei, that the wise should not praise themselves through their wisdom, through their worldly wisdom, and the strong should not praise themselves through their strength, and the wealthy through their wealth, because these are not their achievements. But someone who knows Hashem, he is the one to be praised, because this is something that he created, he himself and no one else. They say all the way from the Dubna Magid that he gave an example. He once came into a city and he left his his luggage. He left his luggage in the train station. And he told the porter that when it's ready, bring it to my hotel. So he waited. He waited, goes to his hotel and he waits. Half hour goes by. An hour goes by, a couple hours goes by. Finally, he had one little suitcase. He didn't understand what was happening. Finally, all of a sudden, he hears a truck pulls up, and the porter comes, and he's unloading luggage and bringing up big trunks and suitcases and everything. And he's schlepping, and he's pulling, and he brings it up the stairs, and he brings it to him. And the Dubna Magid said, "What did you do? This is not my luggage. I had one little bag, that's all. It would have taken you just a few minutes and you could have carried it yourself and it would have been no problem. This is not mine, take it back." And then the porter said, "Well, aren't you going to pay me?" He says, "Pay you? I've been waiting here a half a day for my suitcase and you bring me something that's not even mine. And on top of it, you knock yourself out doing it and you want me to pay you also." So this is what he told the people. He says that this will be, many people will be surprised in the world to come. You have people that they give up a whole life, an entire life, pursuing various ambitions and pursuing their imaginations. A whole world, a whole lifetime, they work and they sweat and they toil. And this one to become, to pursue this career, and this one to pursue this wealth, and so forth and so on. And when they come to the world to come, and they come with all of this luggage, and they ask for their reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, my package was a small one. What did I ask from you? Kiim le'yira, only to fear me, that's all. That would have been very easy. And instead you went, and you bring me all of this other luggage that's not even mine. And on top of it, you want to get paid for it also. This is the moshul, this is the example he would give in this. Now, this is in regards to spiritual acquisition. What in regards to material acquisition?
Material acquisition is not in the hands of man. The Torah tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he placed man in Gan Eden. V'nahar yotzeh me'Eden, and a river came out of the river, of the garden, and the whole garden flourished. And it was not necessary for man to toil for his paranoso. It was all made ready for him. After the sin of man, the first man of Adam and Chava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed him. He said he is cursed. He sent him out of the garden, where no longer was his panosa, was his food prepared for him, and said, that through the sweat of your brow you will have to eat your bread. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not say that through the sweat of your brow you will create your bread. He said, through the sweat of your brow you will eat your bread. So what does it mean, teichal lechem, you will eat? He didn't say through the sweat, through your toil, you will create. You will eat. Before the chait, before the sin, panosa was given to man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the sin, panosa also was given to man through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no difference from this aspect. Only difference was that before, he did not have to toil. Afterwards, you'll have to toil. You'll have to toil when you eat your bread. But it will be given to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will not create it. It will not be an individual achievement, like we mentioned when it comes to Yiras Shamayim, when it comes to Torah. It will not be a human achievement. You will eat it with sweat. You will have to toil. But it will be given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this the Gemara tells us explicitly in many places, and this also is in the Sedra. One of the places where the Gemara mentions this is Masechta Tainus. Masechta Tainus, Anaf Beis, the beginning of the Masechta. Gemara brings Omer Rabbi Yechanan Gimel Maftoches Biyodi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelein Nimsra Biyad Shliach Ve'elohein. Three keys HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds himself, and he does not give over to anyone, not even to an angel. What are they? Mafteach Shel Gshomim, the key for the rains. Mafteach Shel Chayo, the keys for the midwife, for birth, and the key for the tchias amesim, the resurrection of the dead. The key for the rains, the ksiv, yiftach Hashem lecho asaitzorei hatev asashomayim loseis matar atzecho bi'itay. The pasuk, it says, in the Torah it says, that Hashem should open up his treasure house, the storehouse of good, in order to bring rains to the land, to your land. Yiftach Hashem, you open up. No emissary can open up the treasure houses of the rains. Birth, how do we know? Vayishka Elokim es Rochel, Vayishma Eleo Elokim, Vayiftach es Rachmo. Hashem heard the cries of Rochel. He listened to her, and he opened up her womb. It states that he opened up her womb. No one else. He did not send an angel. Mafteach shel tchias hameisim. Vidatem ki ani Hashem bepischi es kfureiseichem. I will come and I will open your graves, and I will give you life once again. So there, from everything that the Almighty does, He chooses to do through emissaries, also through mediums, through angels. But there are three areas which he does only through himself. He does not entrust the keys to through these areas to anyone else. And one is the rains, the giving of life, and tchias amesi, the rising up of the dead. B'marova amri af mafteach shel panoso. B'marova, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, also the key of panoso. When it comes to panoso, when it comes to giving one sustenance, that also only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it states, Peseach es yodecho umazbir l'chol chai rotzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open his hand and give everyone sustenance to his satisfaction. Rabbi Yechanan, my time, like Kochoshi Bluhu, so why did Rabbi Yechanan, why didn't he mention this? Or Malok, Shomim Haina Panoso. Because he said, Shomim is Panoso. Rains, this is Panoso. Through the rains comes the sustenance, comes sustenance to the people. So here the Gemara clearly says, that panoso, kshamim, this belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then how is it possible that a person works and he creates? The answer is he doesn't create. A person works and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. And this is why we see that there are many people that work a whole life. And remember, they don't have the mazel, and they don't get too much. You have other people that work a little and they receive a lot. This is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Malach brings the seed to Hashem, so one of the decrees is Oshira Oni. Will he be wealthy? Will he be poor? And this decree is readjusted every year. Later in the parsha it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye is on Eretz Yisrael, Mereishis Hashona, Atzeif Hashona, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. So the Gemara dashens that on Rosh Hashanah is Ktsuvin Leim Ezein Eisev Shalodim. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu readjusts the decree of the Mezeinus, of the Panos of the person. Now, we see this is not only something which is not in human hands, but this is even higher than that. It's not even in the angels' hands. And this also is explained in the Gemara in Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis. Remeir Eimer. Remeir says, Le'olam yelamid odem es b'nai umnes nikia. V'kalo. A person should always teach his son an umnes, a profession. That's an easy profession. It's a clean profession. And then he should be mispalal to he who owns wealth and property. Shein u'monei, shein v'aniyas v'ashiris. You cannot be too clever when it comes to choosing trades or professions. Because there is no profession and there is no trade that does not have both wealth and poverty. You can't be too clever. When it comes to predicting economy, we can see it's a very unscientific study. Can't be too clever. Many times people take a profession that can be a top profession and within a few years it dries up because of some sudden change. There is no profession and there is no malocha that does not have success and does not have failure. She'ein she'lei aniyos mina umnes v'lei ashiros mina umnes. The mayor tells us because poverty does not come from the trade, from the profession, and wealth does not come from the trade or the profession. But this all depends on his mazel and what is being decreed. This comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you might as well choose for your son a clean profession and a light profession, and then be mispalel not to the profession, but to he who has the wealth, that he should give to your son the wealth. Then the Gemara brings, "Ein ashiris min ha'umnes ala misha isha shaleish nema li ha'kesev li ha'zob." Nu ma'ashem tzavokes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, silver belongs to me, gold belongs to me. I am the one that gives it out. Man does not make it, man does not create it. I am the one who gives it out. Reb Shimon Lozaymer, "B'yomai l'ari'isi tzvi kayetz." Reb Shimon says that I never saw a tzvi, a deer, that made a living by taking dates and drying them and then selling them. Now that's something that takes a lot of moving around, that type of malocha. And a tzvi is an animal, a deer is an animal that can move around very well. So this would be the befitting profession for him. And the Pshimon said, "I never saw a deer that had this, that had this profession." Ba'ari sovel, a lion is the strongest. I never saw a lion become a trucker or a porter, making a living by carrying things back and forth. Shul chenvoni, the fox is the clever one, but I never saw a fox make a living by opening up a shop or becoming a businessman. And still, we don't see them for muttering. We don't see them battling for a living. They don't work, and they make a living. And they were only created to serve me, to serve man. So therefore, ani nivreisi l'shamish eskeini, and I was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who were created to serve me, they are able to sustain themselves without too much trouble. I that was created to serve Hashem, so how much more so should I not have to bother with sustenance, with panosa? So why is it then that we see that in the entire animal kingdom, which is a second, which is a primary level, they don't have to worry. They don't have to go to school, and they don't have to go to university, and they don't have to qualify, and they don't have to compete. They don't have to worry about the whole area of panosa, which the whole world goes around with. And we who are the supreme level of the world, we have to go daiga from this. Elo. So the Shimon says the world was not made to be that way. It wasn't made to be that way. We also were not supposed to daiga. Ela shahare osi. Shahare osi es masai. V'kipachti es panososi. But because of my sins, the sin of the first man and woman in Gan Eden, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away my panosa. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Avanei Seichem Hitu, that your own sins is what caused it. They didn't sin, so therefore they don't have to worry. We sin, so we have to worry. So the Maral brings, this Mavara, this Gemara, the beginning of Tiferes Yisrael. You cannot say that the prime endeavor of man on this world must be to achieve material success. You cannot say that. It's against logic. Because we see that even the animal kingdom, which is a much lower kingdom than him, do not have to place that much effort in succeeding, in achieving material success. Otherwise, how much more so then should the lion have to go out and study how to become a porter, and the fox as a businessman? Their pan also comes to them by itself.
So why all of a sudden are we so preoccupied with Parnosa? So the answer is that was only because of a great Yerida. Only because of our sins. Because of our sins, so we fell. We fell levels. We dropped. But you cannot say that this is the purpose why man was put here. This is man's primary endeavor to achieve this. Parnosa comes to the person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How it's determined, this is dependent the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to determine it. Except it was decreed upon us that we must toil, we must labor. But we do not create the Parnosa. That comes from Hashem. And we simply must toil, because this is what Kipachti es Parnososi. Through our sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused us to fall from the level that we were before. But we do not toil to create. That comes from Hashem. And that is also brought out in this week's Sedra. Posuk in Dvorim Ches. Posuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. V'amarte bilvavecho kechi v'etzim yodi osa li yesachay alazeh. That when you'll come into Eretz Yisrael and you'll drive out the nations, and there you'll find houses which are already built and wells which are already dug, and you will find gold and you will find silver, and you will have everything, and you will have cattle and sheep. So then, you should not forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pentechel v'Savoto. You will eat and be satisfied, and you'll forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will say that Keichi, it was my achievement, Reitzim Yodi, it was the strength of my hands that created all of this wealth. Zocharto es Hashem Elokecha ki hu aneisim l'chokeach l'asiskoi. No, that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who will give you strength to create wealth. It is not your work, but it's my work. And the Targum says on that posuk, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give one strength to create wealth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who places the thoughts in man's mind, when to buy and when to sell. A person buys at the right time, sells at the right time, he becomes wealthy. You shouldn't say that this was Keihi, my strength, my intelligence, my achievement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki hu aneisim lecha keach la'asis chol. I am the one who gives you the strength to make wealth. I place the wisdom in your head, in your mind, in order to do this. While we're on this subject, one must also bear in mind that the great importance of what Parnosa is, the Brocha of Parnosa. Because we learned here that Parnosa is something not that man makes, but it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only does it come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is something that he does not give over to any other angel. In this week's Seder, we also have the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen of Benchina, where it states, V'achalta v'savoto v'erachto, that you shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless Hashem. The greatest brocha that comes to man is his parnoso, because parnoso is his physical life. If a man eats, he lives. If he doesn't eat, he cannot live. That's his physical life. And that comes from a very, very high place. Just like we see that man was fed in Gan Eden, even though he was driven out of Gan Eden. But that was the source of the Parnosa. So we shouldn't think that it's human achievement. but it has the highest sources in the brachos. The Maral writes in the Nesivos Olam that the reason why the greatest of all of the brachos that man makes is the benching, the Birchas HaMozein, is because this is the greatest of all of the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, influences man. And therefore a man has to be very careful when he eats the Ochalto, the Savoto, and when he is satisfied, Uveirachto, and then when he's Mavorech Hashem, he blesses Hashem. And it's for this reason also that the Gemara says that there are a few things that are concealed from man. And one of the things that is concealed from man is that he'll never know where he's going to get his panosa from. A person never knows when he's going to be successful, when he's not going to be successful. Doesn't know me'ezim mokum shi'istakir. And the reason for this is because it comes from a sheirish elyon, it comes from the highest places. The Gemara says that the holdu l'ashem ki tov ki le'alom chasdo that we say in davening, that is called halel hagodl. It is not called halel, but it is called halel hagodl. Why? Because the last hodu is no sein lechem l'chol bosor ki le'alom chasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bread to all flesh because his kindliness, his chesed is forever. It is called Halal HaGodl because of this. So, contrary to popular belief, the Torah teaches us just the opposite. Not that when it comes to spiritual acquisitions, when it comes to learning Torah, when it comes to Yirah Shamayim, when it comes to Tzadik Verosho, so there, we're accustomed to think it's Be'ezus Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, with the help of God, with the help of God. No. Akol bidei Shemayim chutz miyirah Shemayim. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no sovereignty over. This is what the Rambam says. This is what the Gemara says. This is left to the individual. The individual wants to become a Moshe Rabbeinu, he can become. That same individual that's capable of becoming Moshe Rabbeinu can become Yerovam ben Nevat, he can become a Hitler Yimach Shmo. And this is left to him. And al yale b'machshavtei, don't think that he is led or he is guided or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezer, it's decreed, or it's situations or circumstances. Because if so, so how's possible rebuke? How's possible reward? This is not Be'ezus Hashem. Naturally, we always want Siyat Rishmaya. We want the help of Hashem, but this is in the hands of man, in the hands of the individual. This was given, the power was given to him and him alone. When it comes to material possessions, and there everybody is ready to roll up his sleeves and get out into the thick of it, there's just the opposite. There we have to be mispalo for siyata d'shmaya. There we have to be mispalo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us eitzah, when to buy and when to sell. There we have to be mispalo not to the umnes, not to the profession, not to the business, but to me, to he who has the wealth. Li hakesev li hazov. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I have the wealth and I give it to who I choose to give. This is not dependent on man. This is dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is the brocha that comes from the highest places. This is the attitude of the Torah in this parsha. And these parshas, this covers the man's entire life. This is very something that we must live and struggle with all of the time. And in this Alma de Shikra, in the world where it's concealed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is a constant struggle, because a person is constantly challenged to forget these things. This is something that we must constantly strive to see the light and the truth. We should all be zeicher to have both Yirah Shamayim and also the Birchas Hashem of Geshen and Panoso.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.